Visiting today with state climatologist Gary McManus. You were at the Drought Commission's second meeting on Friday as they wrapped up, so giving a presentation. Tell us a little bit about what you talked about. I'm guessing it was a lot of drought.
Right. So strange I talk about drought at a drought meeting. But yes, they had asked me to come speak and give an update on the drought conditions across Oklahoma. Unfortunately, it wasn't a lot of good news. In fact, there was very little good news, except maybe for a little bit of rain in the northwestern part of the state over the next 7 days. But just working on another very dry spell across Oklahoma. We've had several this summer, dating back to early June. And then, you know, here in September and into early October, we're now working on more than a month of just very, very dry conditions, and also above normal temperatures, which doesn't help things either. So just an unfortunate situation going on for ag producers in the state of Oklahoma.
You were mentioning, too, on some of the slides, this is like a 1 in 50 to 100 year event. I mean, these are some record breakers that we're talking about.
Right. So when you look on the drought monitor, the U.S. Drought Monitor report, that map, when you see those darkest red colors, the D4, that's considered a 1 in 50 to 100 year event. We have a lot of that down from just southeast of the Oklahoma City metro down into southeast Oklahoma, into parts of southern Oklahoma, and also up into other parts of the state as well, some smaller areas. So that doesn't mean we only see those droughts once every 50 or 100 years, because we've seen those 1 in 50, 100 year events quite often over the last 10 to 15 years in Oklahoma. It just means that they're supposed to be pretty rare, but that's not how it's been working for us here in the state.
Now, I know when you and I talked last time, we were in the middle of a flash drought, but we are no longer flash droughting, correct?
Right. So, you know, when we started out, it's right on June 11th when the rain went away and the high temperatures came back in force. It took about a month or two for that flash drought to really get going. But now we're about 4 months out from that. We're just in plain drought, and it's really two droughts in one. So we had that flash drought that began in early June, but we also had remnants of that longer term drought that started back in August of 2021. So much of the state was relieved of that long term drought, though, when we went through that wet April and May into that first 10 days of June. But some of that across western and western Oklahoma, the panhandle, was still in force or in place when the flash drought began. So for western Oklahoma and the panhandle, this is really two droughts in one. But it really doesn't matter. We're just plain old in drought, okay? So we can put all the words we want in front or behind it, but it's just drought.
Well, it seems like La Nina just won't let us go. Why? Tell it to let us alone.
Yeah, and this is very rare that we've had our triple dip La Nina going on right now. So La Nina usually occurs in the cool season. It's that cooling of the oceanic waters in the equatorial Pacific off the west coast of South America. It occurs every 3 to 5 years. It varies. But sometimes we get double dip La Ninas or two cool seasons in a row. And now we have a very rare triple dip La Nina. So a third La Nina episode going on right now through the cool season. So we don't have a lot of experience with triple dip La Ninas, but La Ninas we do know can and often do bring warmer and drier conditions through the cool season to Oklahoma. So we're talking on the time frame of, let's say, October through March or April. Depends on how strong the La Nina is, of course, and we're still waiting to see how this one ends up. But it doesn't do that every time we see a La Nina. Just it tilts the odds towards that. It favors it when it does happen. So, but again, a triple dip La Nina is not good news for Oklahoma if it does end up bringing us warmer and drier than normal conditions as we go through this cool season.
Well, do we have any looking forward, some good news for Oklahoma as far as drought's concerned?
Oh, gosh, not really. I mean, it will eventually rain. Every drought in Oklahoma has ended with rainfall eventually. Don't know when this one – right. I just don't know when that's coming for this one. We do have a slight chance of some very low rainfall amounts coming up at the end of this week with a strong cold front through the weekend. But, again, that's not a drought-busting rainfall, it looks like. And then you look farther out into the longer-range model output, we do see various rain events early next week, later into next week. But I like to call those fantasy casts, okay, because that's beyond probably the scope of what our models can really find. And then when you just look at the long-term outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center, the Climate Prediction Center does show increased odds of above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation, not only through October, but through the end of the year. So it's not a lot of good news, but, you know, we can still see a pretty good rain event come up, and it'll come out of the blue. It'll start showing up on that long-term outlook, and then it'll start showing up on the seven-day rainfall event or rainfall map. And so that's generally how it happens. But right now, it's just really not showing up.
Well, I know a lot of folks have talked about the rain that we did get, but right now it just didn't get very far in the ground. So like soil moisture has got to be pretty bad right now as well because of the drought.
Right. You know, one of the problems we've seen through this drought is we get a rain, and it can be a decent rain for a lot of folks, but then we go another 30, 45 days without rainfall or any significant rainfall. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. So once again, that soil moisture has plummeted across the state. You know, we see up in the 90th percent range for short to very short on the USDA top soil moisture. And that's probably going to be even higher this week. It was 91% last week. I'm sure it'll be up in the mid-90s this week. So the soil moisture is really a big problem right now, especially for those folks wanting to plant wheat. Or if they want to, they can dust it in, hopefully get a rain coming up. But one of the other problems that we see with this low soil moisture is the ground is really baked hard through that high summer heat that we've had, the hottest summer since 2011 in Oklahoma. So when it does rain, a lot of that doesn't percolate down into the soils, especially if it's a really fast, intense rainfall, which we've seen through the summer at times. So we really need, for Oklahoma, we need multiple rainfall events of moderate intensity, you know, and a slow rain. So maybe over 2 to 3 days, get a moderate intensity rainfall, not a 5 inches in 3 hour type thing that we've seen several times through the summer. So that's what we're really waiting on. Get that soil moistened up where it doesn't just all run off and can let it percolate down into the soil.
And I guess there's still a possibility that we could see some extreme events that might occur as we get into the winter months as well.
Right. So, you know, we see these outlooks for increased odds of a below normal precipitation, above normal temperature. That says nothing on the day-to-day weather, however. That's generally saying, you know, if you average that weather over those three-month periods, it will be warmer and drier than normal. But you can still get intense rainfall events, intense snow events, really, really cold events. All of that can happen within the space of that three-month period. It just, when you average it over time, it comes out warmer and drier than normal. And that's even if it does end up warmer and drier than normal. So, generally, those extreme events can alleviate drought problems, impacts to a large degree. We just have to have those occur, and we can't really predict what those would be or when they would occur at all. You know, one of the things we do see during the fall and early winter would be the remnants of a tropical system that could move over the state and bring us a lot of rainfall. Certainly not showing up right now, but we can't rule that out. So, again, that's not really in our ability to forecast, but we can certainly hope for it.
Absolutely. I feel like we're hoping for a lot of things to happen right now, Gary.
Yeah, during these drought events, hope's all we have at times. And, you know, when I see these rainfall events start to appear 10 to 14 days out, I have hope for those, but I generally go with persistence because that's how droughts work. Those rainfall events generally fizzle out and persistence rules the day, and that's what we have to look forward to probably until we start to get some of these rains showing up on that 7-day forecast.
Well, I know that you'll put your good weather rain mojo out there to the world if anybody will, so we trust that you'll do that for us.
Right. So, you know, it's not just the farmers that are affected, it's all of us. And of course, I have many friends and family that are being impacted by this and on their farms and their ranches. So we certainly hope for the best, but right now it's just not looking pretty.
All right, Gary McManus, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
It was my pleasure.